Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Kathy's with us in Ohio. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Ben. How are you? How's the campsite and the farm doing?
You know, Kathy, the campsite is doing just wonderfully. I was out there with a camper last night, and he's spending about a week with us, and another camper's coming, and he's going to be spending almost a month with us. And what's happening is people, everyone who has been here camping so far, one family brought their children, there were about 10 of them, at one campsite, and every one of them is thirsty for the knowledge that we teach here at USA Prepares, what all the instructors teach. And they're kind, they're polite, they're not aggressive, they're not offensive. You go, we check on the campsites multiple times throughout the day, make sure everybody's okay, do they need anything. The campsite is immaculate. It's exactly the opposite of what you're seeing at the state parks where people just throw their trash. It's the exact opposite. And it's really nice. So they're kind and considerate and polite. They are thankful for the style of camping that we offer here at Natural Farms. It's really nice. And then the hay is today, right after the broadcast. We'll be on the tractors, and we will be cutting for days. And we are trying to make sure that we get this last cutting in before the rain. And it's scheduled 20% possibility of rain on Saturday, and that's going to mess us up. But, you know, you can't always trust the weather forecast. We look at several weather forecasts. We look at our barometer. We look at the sky. And everything that we do is dependent on all the information that we can assemble, and then we make a decision call. And all that usually works for us until someone decides to climb in a jet and spray chemicals in the sky and then upset everything. And that's kind of what's happened in other parts of the country where it's been dry, 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 like Arizona, and then bang, you know, a typhoon. It's amazing. How quickly the weather can turn by man-made intervention. So, but to answer your question, everything is running very, very well here at the farm. It's our campers have been eating our beef, and they love it. They think it's, you know, as good as it gets, and that's what we strive for. So, you know, it's not like magic. It's effort. It's planning. It's stick-to-itiveness. Is attention to detail, and that's what all of us here in class need to do. We need to pay attention. We need to learn everything that we can that's useful, apply the skills, stay with it, from the beginning through success. And I guess that's the current status. But Kathy, I wanted to mention, I've received phone calls here at the farm, and I've received emails, and people say, what happened? Somebody else's, their programming is in the USA Prepare slot. And this is on Global Star Network. So if you want to look it up, it's Global, G-L-O-B-A-L, Star, S-T-A-R, Network, three words. And there's some other broadcast that's in the time slot on the telephone listen line for Global Star Network. I've talked to the owner of Global Star over the years, and he was kind enough to put USA Prepares on the satellite, Galaxy 19, for us without charging us because he liked the content. And frankly, the way radio works is if you want to be on a satellite, you pay for it, except us. And he was kind enough to carry us for years without compensation because we don't have any source of funds. Nobody pays us to be on the air. We don't have any commercials. We don't sell any advertising. We don't sell, food. We, long-term storage food. We don't do any of that here at USA Prepares. So we have no source of income, and all of us are volunteers. So we can't pay for radio time. And here's the facts of the matter, Clemens. If you look at the programming on radio today, you wonder, how does that work? Well, it used to be that radio stations, local radio stations, whether they be in city or towns, would have talent that would be paid for by the radio station. They would have the news guys and gals. They would have the investigative reporters, if you will, the men and women on the street, talking to the people who have been impacted by current events. And you would have people who would write the story, and then you'd have the front office and the back office, and it was all paid for by advertising. Well, the model changed probably about almost 20 years ago. The model changed to where radio stations couldn't make a go of it. So what they did was they started selling the time on the air, of which is 24 hours a day for those stations that are up for 24 hours. Some are sunrise to sunset, and then they are forced by the FCC to shut down. So they have a finite amount of hours, and they would sell the time to broadcasters. The broadcasters would pay per hour to be on the air. So some of the broadcasts that you hear are being paid for by the people behind the microphone. That is not the case with USA Prepares. So when people ask, how many affiliates do you have? How many listeners do you have? I say, I don't know. And I don't know. And I don't know because we don't have any contracts with anybody. There's no contract that says we will provide the programming, the broadcast, and they will provide the sending the signal out, whether it be on the internet or over the air. So we don't have any over-the-air contracts. So how many people are listening? I don't know. Because I don't know who our affiliates are. And that's the fact of the matter. Because we allow, USA Prepares allows affiliates to just pick up the signal from us at no charge. If they want it, great. If they don't edit the content, they can do that. It's okay with us. And that's what they do. But they don't have to even tell us who they are. Just do it. So all over the country, stations are picking us up because they like the content, but I don't know who they are. So radio has changed, and Global Star Network charges for their satellite time, and we don't pay them, so maybe someone else was willing to pay them. And if they want to sell their satellite time, they can. They're certainly welcome to do that. It's their decision. So I'm just thankful that we've been on Global Star Network as long as we have been. And it was very kind of Todd Waite to do that. Todd Waite is a dear friend of Kurt Wilson. Kurt Wilson's a USA Prepares instructor. He was also a broadcaster on Global Star Network. The military loved Kurt Wilson. Kurt Wilson passed away a couple of years ago during COVID. And he became really sick, was hospitalized, and died at the hospital, as far as I know. Very, very sad. But he told the owner of Global Star Network, hey, you should pick up USA Prepares. If you've got a slot that's available, just plug them right in. These guys show up, they have good content, and you probably would do well to carry them if you have the capacity, the spare capacity maybe. So I'm really thankful to Todd Waite for doing that. And that's all I know. I looked for his telephone number today to call him before the broadcast this morning. I don't have it. But you can go to the internet, do a search on Global Space Star Space Radio Space Network, and you can send him a message. You can tell him whatever you'd like. Thank you for carrying USA Prepares in the past. We really appreciate it. Or if you want to know what we can do to get back on there, you can ask him. But he's been a real gentleman. He really has. So, Kathy, that's where we are.
So it won't be carried live anymore. You'll have to go to the archives?
No. We are carried live on Genesis Communications Network,
okay.
GCNlive.com. You can listen
okay.
there. But the telephone listen line, what Global Star did, as far as I can tell, they had a telephone listen line number, and they carried a variety of different broadcasts. And if you called that number, whatever the live broadcast that they were carrying at that time on their network, that's what would be on the telephone listen line. So our class would call into their telephone listen line at Global Star Network, and when we were live, and they could listen to us. And when we went off the air after 2 hours, another broadcast would come on, and they could listen to that broadcast. And so it was roughly 24 hours a day of programming. That was great. Let's see if I can... okay. So I have a message from Brett. And he said, Vincent, there was another broadcast on, instead of USA Prepares, on Global Star Network today. He just wanted to let me know. And he's asking, you know, what happened? What's the cause of that? Why? And as I told you, I don't know. I don't know why. But I said to Brett, here's my email response. Brett, we were live today. This was yesterday. And I said, you know, GCNlive.com. Affiliates pick up USA Prepares and broadcast it. I had no idea that we were currently listed as a broadcaster on with Global Star Network. Here's a link to Global Star Radio Network. And it's, you know, www.gsrradio.net. And feel free to contact them. Contact info is in the link. Thank you, Vincent. So I don't know, but USA Prepares has not been canceled. It's just that we did not appear yesterday on Global Star Radio Network. But we certainly are on Genesis Communications Network. Now, I went to BitChute, and Ron Gibson's channel did not show up with an update for USA Prepares on the Ron Gibson channel on BitChute. It's been there for years and years and years, and we were not there yesterday. Now, it could be that Ron Gibson picks up USA Prepares from the Global Star Radio link, the down link. So it's possible that that's why we weren't on BitChute as well. But we are on Genesis Communications Network and any other affiliates. So you can just go to GCNLive.com and you'll find USA Prepares. And you can listen live, you can download the archives, it's all there. And about 10 years or more of our broadcasts are available for archive download and listening. That's all I know. And, you know, frankly, I'm very thankful that we've been on the air as long as we have been. We'll be right back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea.
The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, Kathy, this is kind of an interesting fact, and absolutely true, that USA Prepares has been thrown overboard from every single radio outlet that I have known of at one time or another, except Genesis Communications Network. Except for GCN, we've been thrown off. And the interesting thing is, when you get removed from an affiliate, they don't tell you. They just take you off and go on about their day. And then if you find out later on and you call them up, they may or may not answer you. They may or may not remember who the heck you were, even if you were on their radio network for years. I was on a radio station, KWTO AM 560, with the rest of the faculty for years in Springfield, Missouri. And the owner would walk through the hall, and when he saw me, he would say, "Who are you mad at today?" And I'd say, "Well, I'm not mad at anybody." And, "Well, who are you going to beat up today?" And that's because he used to get a lot of calls from City Hall asking him to stop me from giving out City Hall's phone number and demanding that they take fluoride out of the water. Well, after there was a Friday, and the next thing I know, on Monday, I was off the air. They wouldn't talk to me, wouldn't answer my phone calls. And so people started going to the radio station and say, "Where's Finelli?" They'd run into the owner, and he would say, "Well, I've heard of him, but I've never met him." Can you imagine that? "I've heard of him, but I've never met him." That's kind of the thing that Joe Biden would say, right? Well, that's the way it is. That's the way it is with radio. And the reason that the broadcasters are not told that they're going to be fired before they get fired is the radio station wants to make absolutely positively sure that the broadcaster doesn't trash the radio station on the way out. That's why. So what they do is they remove the broadcaster, and then the broadcaster's kind of scratching his head or her head saying, well, what happened? And you never really find out the real reason, exactly why you were thrown overboard. And, you know, with my dear friend John Stettmiller, who was my best friend, he fired me 4 times. You know. The last time he fired me, I didn't even know about it until someone called into USA Prepares right here on Genesis Communications Network and said, did you know that USA Prepares is no longer on Republic Broadcasting Network? And I said, I didn't know it. No, I didn't know. And before that, a couple of years before that, someone called and said, you know, a student said, did you know you are on Republic Broadcasting Network? And I said, no, I didn't know that. No, you mean Republic Broadcasting is carrying USA Prepares? Yeah. Yeah, 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock in the morning. So, wow, I'll call John Statler and see what that's about. So, you know, sometimes you're put on the air without knowing, and sometimes you're removed from the air without knowing. That's the way it is. I'm not saying I like it. I'm not saying it's above board, but I'm saying that's just facts of life. Kathy, any comments about all that?
Well, it would be very disheartening to be doing a good job and then just find out you're not on the air and really not have an explanation. I think that would be something. I think at least tell me why so I know how to deal with all this. And I don't know, Vince. I mean, probably because you were bringing up too many truths.
Well, you know, the truths can cost money. And there is this fact about radio that relates to money. And by that I mean the internet providers aren't going to say, you know, you guys are doing such a great job. How about we give you a free internet? The electric utility company isn't going to say, you're doing such a great job. How about we give you free electricity? And the town isn't going to say, you know what, you guys are doing such a great job. How about we forgo real estate taxes and personal property taxes? And so it costs funds to operate broadcasts. And when things get tight, if something has to go, it's typically what's costing us money, what's not bringing in money, and I'm using money to describe funds, and hard decisions are made. Or it could be that someone just doesn't like the type of broadcasting that a broadcaster does.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. The National Hurricane Center is posting hurricane and tropical storm watches along the New England coast as Hurricane Lee continues spinning slowly northward over the Atlantic. Forecasters say heavy rain and high surf will hit Bermuda starting this morning. Tomorrow and Saturday, portions of the New England coast from Maine south to Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard are being warned of life-threatening storm surges, coastal flooding, and tropical cyclone conditions. Tech entrepreneur Elon Musk says he had no choice but to block a Ukrainian plan to devastate the Russian Navy fleet in Crimea last September. The Ukrainians had asked Musk for help using his Starlink satellite system.
Actually, originally it was because the United States had sanctions against Russia, and we're not allowed to actually turn on connectivity to sanction the country without explicit government approval.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you?
Take my.
When you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. So, I'll tell you in a second what I just learned. Wow, here it is. Wow, that sounds just like us, doesn't it? So I called Global Star Radio Network during the break, and let's see if you hear my voice right now. They've got a delay.
Yeah. So I'll take a second what I just learned.
All right, bottom line is we are on Global Star Radio Network. Thank you, Todd Waite. And so evidently, yesterday was an anomaly. Something might have happened with the computer programming, Or maybe some of our class called in and said, we didn't hear USA Prepares yesterday. Whatever it was, I don't know. But we're on Global Star Radio Network. And if you want to listen, you can dial the same number I just called, and that's 712-770-9418. 712-770-9418. It's a telephone listen line for USA Prepares on Global Star Radio Network. And Global Star Radio Network is not part of Genesis Communications Network. They're two separate organizations. Global Star picks up the signal and rebroadcasts it on the satellite. And so if you want to listen on your telephone, I'll just read the schedule on this particular telephone listen line, 712-770-9418. Jeff Rentz, he's on there. The Power Hour's on there. Viewpoint, Call to Decision. USA Prepares for 2 hours. And so we are on Global Star Radio Network, broadcast all over Europe and parts of Africa. So thank you, Todd Waite, for doing that. Kathy, it's great news, right?
You know, Vince, I tried to listen yesterday, and that's what I figured, it was just a technical thing. And so I just thought, oh, well, maybe something happened. I didn't think that much of it. I figured that hopefully it'd be back on today or tomorrow. So that's good news, Vince.
Yeah. And class, I just want to thank publicly all of your instructors. Every single one is dedicated to sharing information that he or she has learned, telling you the truth, bringing a perspective that's just flat out not on radio today. Radio is becoming more and more politics and no solutions, just politics and who did what and what the broadcaster's take on that is, without solutions. USA Prepares is solutions-based. And I feel that if we don't give you the answer as to what to do about it, we are remiss. We have failed in our duty and obligation to teach you the other half. You know, here's what's happening. Here's what you can do about it. Kathy, you have a full syllabus today. Would you like to jump right in?
I do. And I did want to ask you, Vince, you know, there was this iPhone problem with excessive radiation for the iPhone 12. And I wanted to ask you your thoughts about that.
Yeah. So France has decided that they've done some testing and that the iPhone 12 emits more electromagnetic radiation, more microwave radiation than they think is acceptable. So the government is saying that Apple has 2 weeks in order to rectify that situation. So whatever they're going to do, they've got 2 weeks to fix it. And if they don't, France will shut down the sale of that iPhone. And it's for the good of the person who has that darn iPhone and the person standing next to the person that has that iPhone. So frankly, there's certain things that, from my perspective, are immutable. And one of them is microwave radiation is darn dangerous. And, you know, you hear, well, there aren't any studies that say conclusively that it's dangerous. Well, that's nonsense. You can cook a hot dog in a microwave oven, and it's really dangerous to that hot dog that was not so hot before you turned on the microwave oven. You know that these things are dangerous. You know that they leak microwave radiation. So the French are doing something about it. And I applaud them. I absolutely applaud them. And frankly, class, do you really absolutely positively have to have a cell phone? Do you? Now, I know they're really convenient. I know they're convenient because I don't have one. I would certainly appreciate the features of having, or some of the features of having a cell phone. But I don't, and it's because I'm concerned about a couple things, many things, actually. Radiation being right on top of that list. Second would be the tracking and the monitoring, the spying that goes on with them. But as far as the radiation, I know it's darn dangerous. I know that women have cancer in their left breast more than in their right breast. Because women's clothing, their shirts, their tops, their blouses don't necessarily have pockets like men's shirts have pockets. So there's no place to put the cell phone. Most women are right-handed, just like most men. And lacking a place to put the cell phone, they stick it in their left bra pocket. And when they do that, that cell phone is saying, where's the tower, where's the tower, where's the tower? From the moment it's on until the moment it's shut off. When I say shut off, I mean the battery dead. So it's always looking, looking, looking. Microwaves are coming out of that thing. And the microwaves are coming out more from the back of the cell phone. So if you think about it, what way does a person put the cell phone in the bra pocket? With the screen facing outward and the back facing inward. So they're getting the maximum amount of electromagnetic radiation into their breast, their left breast. So they get left breast cancer more than they get right breast cancer. And then guys get testicular cancer because they stick the cell phone in the right front pocket because most guys are right-handed. And then when it comes to brain cancer, most brain cancer is on the left side of the brain. Why? Because most people are right-handed. So they hold the phone with their left hand against the left side of their face, and they use the right hand to write with a pencil or pen. So it's all conclusive to me. This is just way beyond anecdotal evidence. So I think the French are doing the right thing, absolutely doing the right thing. And let me just give you one more piece of anecdotal evidence, or a piece of anecdotal evidence that I've experienced firsthand. As you know, I used to be a computer jockey, and I built computers from the early days of, let's say, a 16 megahertz processor, Intel processor, 16 megahertz. And then it moved up to, let's say, 33 megahertz, and then 40, and 50, and 100 megahertz. And when I loaded software back in the 1990s, the computers that we manufactured, our company, called Virginia Data Corporation, those computers were in a metal chassis, completely metal. A cover on the top, the sides, the back. The front was metal and had a plastic decorative plastic cover on it, so it didn't look like an unfinished chassis. But it was completely surrounded by metal with some air vents. And I sent the chassis off with the motherboard and the memory and the processor off to California Testing Lab. I spent about $4,400 to have it verified how much electromagnetic radiation was coming out of this thing. And it was darn good. So it passed all the FCC requirements. But when I loaded software and we built computers, I would test them on the bench, and I'd test about 8 of them at a time. And this was a carpeted bench, and I would stand the computers up, and they'd be about chest high. And I've had 8 of them in front of me with monitors so I could monitor the progress of the software I was loading on each one. I built networks for businesses and governments and school systems and hospitals. So I'd be loading software in the evenings and being with the customers at night during the day. And I noticed that when the computers got to be about 800 megahertz, 8/10 of 1 gigahertz, I'd start to get confused when I had the covers off these cases. Because I would check the hard drives, I'd check the temperatures inside to make sure the quality was there. And I would get confused. When they hit a gigahertz, I was really confused. I couldn't remember. I couldn't remember which one of these 8 computers I had loaded what software on. So it was like an assembly line. I'd be there all by myself in the shop, and I'd load software, and I'd forget. Did I load that software on this one, or was it the one in front of it, or the one? I don't know. So I had to write notes. And then what I found out was, I put the covers back on. I put the covers back on, and I was fine. I could remember, but I could not remember with the covers off. So what I'm saying is, I know for a fact that I am adversely affected by electromagnetic radiation in the microwave spectrum. I know that. And I was so concerned about this that, as a potential problem, that I sent off our computers to be tested to make sure that they wouldn't harm our customers. And at the same time, one of the customers that we had, clients, as a senior computer consultant for school districts, I did not want to install wireless communications, Wi-Fi. I did not want 2.4 gigahertz transmissions in the school hallways, in the classrooms, in the front office. I wouldn't allow it. And I said, I cannot be your consultant and put in wireless communications, because I think in about 15 years we're going to find out that children and teachers are going to be getting cancers from this. I can't be any part of it. I will certainly consult with you as long as you go with wired. But if you're going in the school building wireless, I cannot be part of it. So the districts that I consulted for were the only ones in Virginia that didn't have wireless. Everything was wired. And we wired it ourselves. And it worked great. And here we are, and now we know that wireless communications in the microwave spectrum cause cancer. There you have it. So I'm concerned about it. And, Bert will be on tomorrow. He's a wireless communications radio frequency engineer. And he'll tell you, it's dangerous. It is darn dangerous. I know a guy who was in Vietnam. And he was a radio guy. And this is going to sound disgusting, but I'm going to tell you anyway. The GIs would go into town. They'd have leave for a couple of days, and they'd go into town. And they'd go and look for some company. And this guy literally would sit on the feed horn of a satellite antenna, military satellite antenna, and he would scramble his sperm by cooking his testicles on the feed horn of a microwave antenna. He was giving himself a temporary vasectomy. That's the truth. That's how dangerous this stuff is. Probably a couple of years ago, I was at a former friend's house, and he was having a Hughes satellite dish antenna installed on his farmhouse flat roof. And the technicians were up on the roof, and I said, when they came down, hey, this is Vin Finelli. Hey, good to meet you guys. So y'all concerned about the microwave stuff from that dish up there? Oh, yeah, no, we're not allowed to spend more than 6 minutes a year in front of these antennas. We can't spend more than 6 minutes a year. That's what the company told
me. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Kathy, to sum up the answer to your question about France, the iPhone 12, and electronic devices, if they have processors, they emit electromagnetic frequencies. If they have transformers, they emit electromagnetic frequencies. If they have wires and currents flowing through them, they emit electromagnetic frequencies at different wavelengths. Microwaves are like a perfect frequency, 2.4 gigahertz, to rub the molecules of food together. So it's just like on those cold days, if you don't have gloves, you kind of rub your hands together to get the circulation going. Actually, what you're doing is you're causing friction from the skin of one hand to the skin of another, and the friction actually warms up the skin. Well, it's exactly what happens with microwaves. They wiggle in between the molecules of the food, and they cause them to rub against each other and get hot. And if you leave that microwave oven on long enough, let's say 60 seconds, it gets really hot. So it's dangerous. There's no question about it being dangerous. And there's no question that computers and clock radios and monitors and television screens and cordless cell phones and pretty much everything else that uses electricity emits these some kind of a frequency. But the higher the power of the processor, like these cell phones with more and more processing power, the higher the frequencies, the more dangerous it can potentially become. So to answer your question, distance is your friend. You need to keep these things far away from you. Nobody needs to have a cell phone in his or her pocket. Do you really receive phone calls that are absolutely critical all the time? Now, sometimes I think that is the case. But it is not the case all the time. People could literally go to work without a cell phone. You could go 4 hours in the morning, go to lunch, pick up your cell phone, make that phone call, check the messages, and then go back to work for the remaining 4 hours of the day. You could do it without that thing in your pocket. It could be in your locker if you have a locker at work. It could be in your car, not on your person. But we have become so accustomed to the convenience of answering the phone when somebody calls, that we don't know how to not do that. Well, I know you're in the position of not having your cell phone with you all the time, Kathy, because sometimes I call you and I leave a message and you call me back later. So I know that is the case with you. But for most people, they've got them in their pocket.
Yep. Well, you know, Vince, there was one thing I was reading about this before, and they talked about, you mentioned the sperm count going down, but I have seen women put the cell phone in their bra, or they're jogging and they have the sports bra. So those are quite a bit tighter. And they said that some of the tumors they were seeing with the breast cancers was the shape of the antenna. And you mentioned the brain cancer too. So, you know, I agree with you. Don't put it next to your head and right next to your body. And there is danger there.
What's happening is we have been lulled into complacency. We just think that we have to have these devices. Literally, men and women got along fine without television. You know, before the 1920s, there was no popular television, and before that, you know, the 1860s, there was no electric light bulbs. We got along just fine. But the more conveniences that we have, the more we become dependent on them. I mean, if we shut down the electricity right now, people will go berserk. People go berserk when their phone charge gets down to the last remaining 10%. They panic. Uh-oh, we got 10%. It's kind of like having a Tesla and looking at the distance, you know, ohmmeter, to tell you how far you can, you know, go before you start pushing the Tesla, you know, standing behind it like we used to do to jumpstart cars. Kathy, it's dangerous, and my position is I'd like to see fewer cell phones. You know, there's a tower a few miles down the road from us. It's the closest tower. It's 2 miles away, maybe a little more than that. And as the crow flies, it's probably 5 miles away if you drive there. But those buggers, you know, started out with 2G, 3G, 4G, and then those buggers put 5G in. And they didn't say, hey, y'all, we're just putting 5G in. They just did it. They do it without telling anybody. You don't even see them there. They just add these, you know, one day there's no 5G, the next day there's 5G. They just do it. And it's darn dangerous, and it affects everybody. I lived in Virginia. I called the county commissioner. I said, hey, they put a cell tower right across the road from my farm. You guys approve this? And they said, well, county administrator said, well, Vinny, you got a tractor, right? I said, yeah. He said, well, go pull it down. You think I'd be arrested if I pulled that cell phone tower down? Of course I would. Destruction of property. It's unbelievable what people say. There's a guy walking around right outside by the creek of our farm on the dirt road. And he's parked in his car. I called the sheriff's office, and a couple hours later, the sheriff came over and they said, why'd you just shoot him? Really? Just shoot him?
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.